Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling at 9:47 on a Tuesday. Time to get to the Syndio Twitter question, this time each and every day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. You're going all tournament on us.
Yeah, I determined that Monday Night Football, when they were on ABC, had exactly 16 different analysts.
Oh, well, the math is perfect.
Yeah. And so
it's the 50th year of Monday Night Football, right? So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We just got anniversaries all over God's green earth, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, perfectly numbered anniversaries.
Mm-hmm. College football.
150. Come on.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a little mini tourney, and I implore you all week, read the question all the way through. I don't want to hear your suggestions because they're all going to be on the list. And our good friend and former Shocker SID, Scott Shoemaker, don't want to out you, Shoe, but I'm aware Don Meredith. I'm aware Don Meredith is an option, but I will get to him. Anyway, how about a mini tourney of your favorite former ABC Monday Night Football analyst? Only former ABC analyst, mind you, and I'll get to all 16. Here are the first four. Please vote. Please retweet. Howard Cosell, Lynn Swan, Alex Karras, and Fred the Hammer Williamson. There's your first four. I think it's pretty
well. Howard Cosell is going to run away. And
well,
hide
he's a one seed,
group.
So he's got to go up against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
He's getting 77% of the vote. Eric agrees. Got to be Howard. And I will say this. I think let me double check on this because this was on my home laptop. And I haven't pulled up the Wikipedia page for the analyst here. But if memory serves, Fred Williamson was only, like, for one season, and it was in the preseason.
The Hammer.
Yeah. So he didn't last on Monday Night Football very long. But he did get a couple of votes already. So we'll get to the bulk of the best of the rest.
Is there a modern day equivalent to Howard Cosell? Who would it be? And it's different because we have basically radio shows on TV now.
Yeah.
So you get these 30 to hour long shows where basically guys just argue.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. I'm not going to listen to Steve about Stephen A. because he's a totally different kind of he's an opinionator. He's not really a commentator.
Yeah,
he's an
right,
opinionator.
Right.
And so and therein lies the difference. I don't think that there is a modern day
Howard Cosell is really hard to describe and still
unique.
Is. Yeah. Very.
Unique. Unique. Very diverse in his understanding and his knowledge. Very pointed in his skills to communicate.
Critical.
Had no fear of reprisal.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have cared less. Whether you blankety-blanked him, it didn't make any difference. That's who he was. And was more than willing to share that opinion, whether he liked it or not.
I don't think he has a modern-day peer because he never played the game. All the rest
right.
of these analysts are former players. And that's where
was a lawyer
really unique. Yeah, he had a lawyer background.
He was a law degree and an incredibly bright guy
uh-huh.
who did a lot of things. And I think probably best known either for Monday Night Football and Dan DeDon and the crew, or his relationship with Muhammad Ali as those two kind of rose to prominence together.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great fight guy, and kind of that's where he really got most of his start, was in the fight business. So he was fantastic.
I just was it probably Rune Arledge that came up with the idea. Let's put him in the Monday Night Football booth.
Mm-hmm.
1970 to 1983. And Fred Williamson did only do the 1974 preseason only.
Good.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So he
well, that he even got one vote is pretty remarkable.
Right.
Someone must have really liked that Hall of Fame game he did.
Yes. What's 1% of 134? That's what we're looking at with the hammer. 869-1240 if you got thoughts. Greg is with us. What do you think about Howard Cosell, Greg?
I'm curious what the people are smoking that didn't vote unanimously for Howard. But my comment originally was to say that I think he's probably the most misunderstood character or person probably in the history of sports TV, maybe period. I just remember, I was, of course, really young in the 70s, but I remember him being so hated by people. And, of course, you had the legions that absolutely loved him. But the more I learned about the guy, I grew up in a house that hated him. And the more I kind of learned about him, the more I grew to love him and really respect him, because he really was a good soul and a good person. But his famous line was him telling it like it is.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thanks, right. Greg.
Agreed.
JP on Twitter suggests, how about Bob Costas as the modern-day Howard Cosell? Not terrible.
Same level of respect, I think, probably. And I think Costas is even more well-liked because Cosell was more polarizing. Hard to argue with Bob Costas.
This isn't a qualifier, but people don't hate Bob Costas, right?
No, I don't think so.
Some people hated Howard Cosell. Mm-hmm. Tom, you got the last word on Howard Cosell. What do you think?
Well, back in the day, I used to run one of the hottest bars in town, and we had a black and white TV, and everybody put in $2, whoever drew the lucky number. Anytime after halftime that, Howard Cosell said something they just couldn't take, they smashed the TV with a brick.
Wow. That sounds like my kind of bar, Tom.
That is funny, Tom.
But you could only do that once, right? Or did you just
Patty TV would sell us a cheap black and white TV.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's what the $2 was for.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an outstanding story.
That
is really funny.
Thanks, Tom.
That is really good. Gosh, I wish I'd been around for that.
I'm going to assume that establishment is no longer, but... Leave
Bet
that
you
to
they
everybody's
had fun while it was there.
That sounds like a hoot to me.
Yep.
All right.
I like it.
So cross your fingers, everybody. Hope that Dan Israel is touched down from Mexico City by now. We're going to try to get a hold of him here in 5 minutes or so. Have a little Chiefs chat like we do on every Tuesday. WSU and KU have basketball games to get ready for tonight. Derek Jeter's headlining 18 newcomers on the Hall of Fame ballot. There are some people on there that, frankly, don't deserve to be. Hopefully we can get to that.
Yeah, it's kind of a lukewarm ballot,
How in the world? Like, Sean Figgins is on the list.
I mean, are you kidding
me? Former Angel great. And there's a guy living on a roof in Cincinnati until the Bengals win. He's already been up there 6 weeks. All that to get to in the second hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.